Connor Nelson is married to Valerie Nelson, who is running for the Sitka Assembly. But the lawsuits are filed by Connor. He was a 10% shareholder in Greenleaf Incorporated, and in 2016 leased his two buildings on Halibut Point Road to Aaron Bean to get the marijuana business on its feet. In February of that year, Nelson offered loans to Bean through cash contributions and direct vendor payments. The money was lent with the understanding that Bean would pay back the debt through multiple cash payments, the assignment of equity interest, and by eventually purchasing the buildings. At least that's according to court documents. Those documents also say that Greenleaf paid back some of the money, but Nelson alleges in his complaint, filed in July of this year, that the business stopped making payments after a certain point. Bean denies this. Nelson also alleges that Bean backed out of a promise to purchase the building. Bean denies this too, saying Nelson is the one unwilling to move forward with the building's sale. Both parties say the other breached the terms of the lease. Nelson is represented by Sitka attorney Britta Speck. He filed suit against both Greenleaf Incorporated and Bean, seeking nearly $136,000 in debt. The complaint states, quote, "Despite the repeated demand for payment, Bean refuses to enter into a written loan repayment arrangement or make consistent payments to pay back the debt." Bean, represented by Homer attorney Eric Groves, filed counterclaims. He said he agreed to purchase the two units for $180,000 each and to transfer 10% of Greenleaf's capital stock to Nelson. As Bean describes it, Nelson is seeking payments in excess of what was agreed. Nelson flatly denied that notion, answering the counterclaims on September 10th, and last week filed to evict Greenleaf from his property altogether. His attorney, Britta Speck, wrote about Greenleaf's failure to pay for liability insurance, too. The state discovered as much during a routine inspection in June 2017, a few months after Greenleaf opened. The Alaska Workers' Compensation Board fined the business $5,500. As for the eviction hearing, it will take place on Monday, October 8th, just one day before the election results are certified. Raven News reached out to both Aaron Bean and Valerie Nelson last week, asking whether, if both elected, the lawsuits would impact their ability to work together. Both said no. Speaking over the phone, Nelson said she would be, quote, as professional as possible. She added that while she and Connor tried to settle the matter out of court, Bean was, quote, less than honest. As for Bean, he responded by saying he's done nothing wrong and that if elected, he will not let the outcome of the lawsuit interfere with policy decisions. Here's Bean.
I would never use my position as a cudgel. I think that I question whether that could be said both ways, but that's just not my nature. It's not the type of person I am.
Polls for the municipal election open tomorrow at 7 a.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.